to 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. We offer a full line of Yokohama tires, the Geolander AT-GO15, Yokohama MT-GO03, and the Avid Ascend LX. So whether you're on or off-road, Yokohama tires will get you where you're going safely. And while you're here for tires, we can service your vehicle as well. Our experienced, certified staff can handle repairs including brakes, shocks, tune-ups, alignments, and more. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, your Yokohama dealer. Where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
KBOE, we are live and we are local and we are happy to be part of the city of Emporia, the founding city of Veterans Day. And I know the Emporia Arts Center has some veterans-related activities coming up in the very near future, and we're pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Sarah Belinsky of the Emporia Arts Center. Sarah, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good.
We're doing well so far. So we're talking Veterans Day specifically, and specifically the activities that you've got coming up. And I wanted to start here with the Veterans Glass Workshop, which is coming up. What do you have coming, and when is this going to be?
So this will be Friday. It's an all-day event. It starts at 9 o'clock, and it goes all the way to 8 p.m. with some breaks in between. We're bringing April Lemon and her mobile glass unit. She's from Holton, Kansas. She's also a Kansas-backed artist, so that means that we got a grant from KCAIC to bring her. She has this flatbed trailer that folds out, and she has her whole glass set up on there, and we're welcoming people to come downtown. It's on the street between Merchant and Commercial, the 800 block. We'll be having food trucks and the Artmobile will be out there, just a whole day event for veterans in the community.
Yeah, and it'll sounds tie like in fun. Nicely with the First Friday Art Walk that will be going on, coming up on Friday. So veterans, do they have to register if they want to be a part of the workshop, Sarah?
Yes, so she said that she could do about 15 veterans, and it's a big process and a lot of moving parts, so we have 15 slots, and we have 6 remaining. So if you are a veteran and that sounds like something you would like to try and learn and something to create, you can call the Art Center, and we can get you signed up.
Awesome. What is it about art that, and specifically, I guess, maybe the glass side of things, that really seems to have attracted veterans in years past that you've been able to see?
So I always go back to my father as a veteran, and he's also an artist. And I just think that, not just in veterans, but in all cases, art has the ability to say what sometimes we cannot. And not only hard things, but also joyous things. And so we really want to give that opportunity to not only say thank you to our veterans, but please let us showcase you and your life, the good things and the hard things in this gallery exhibition that we have every year. And through the art part of the glass, April Lemon herself is a veteran, so we thought that would be a good way to bring that in. And it's something that Emporia is also known for. We have it at the college, we have it at the high school, the glass program, and so we just wanted to kind of tie those together.
Yeah, so the Veterans Glassblowing Workshop, April Lemon, going to be fantastic to have her here. And that will be coming up this Friday, 9 to 4, the Veterans Demonstrations, then 4 to 6, the Veterans Artist Reception coming up, and then 6 until 8, April Lemon will have some demonstrations as well. Let's get to the Veterans Artist Reception. What's the response been like this year? I know in years past it has been very good.
Yeah, it's good again this year. We have over 25 entries, all different kinds, paintings, sculpture, glass. April herself put some pieces into the exhibition this year. Like I said, she's a veteran. It's always amazing to see how many veterans turn out and the things they put in.
How does this setup work here for folks that don't know? How can veterans get their work into the art gallery?
So I do an all call around, it always seems early, but around the end of September, reaching out to veterans who have either placed in the past, and then I do an all call to just different veteran organizations throughout not only our community but the state. And they apply and they call, they email me, all those different ways. And then they can put up to 3 pieces of any form of art that they wish into the exhibition.
So how long will the exhibition be up in the Art Center, Sarah?
So today is the first day.
Okay.
And then it will run through next Saturday. And then we take all that down and we get the Art Center ready for our annual art gifts.
Boy, so this is a busy time here for you. The last couple of months of the year, obviously busy. Do you have an idea, speaking of the Veterans Artist Gallery, how many veterans, or at least maybe exhibits are going to be involved here, or how many spaces you'll have for exhibits coming up here the next couple of weeks?
Well, the submission is already closed. So I'm, since today is the first day for the exhibition, we have, I think, 24 entries, and so that's already good to go. We also have, it's also a juror show, so I always choose a veteran that I know that within the arts, and they come and they choose first, second, and third, but we also have people's choice. So we would love the community to come out starting today. There will be a little place to cast your vote. To what you think is the best piece, and then that will also be announced this Friday at the reception at 5:15, the first, second, and third, and the people's choice.
And again, that Veterans Artist Reception happening from 4 until 6. So veterans, take heed here. Going to be a great opportunity offered by the Emporia Arts Council, Veterans Glass Blowing Workshop. So if a veteran has interest in participating in this, Sarah, how can they get registered?
Just call me. Call me at the Art Center or email me, sbalinski@emporiaksarts.org, which is a mouthful, but there it is, all the same. Email me, call me, or come down. Again, we have 6 slots left. We would love to fill up and just give this great opportunity to any participating veteran.
Yeah, that's a wonderful idea. Sarah, hey, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Sarah.
Yeah, thank you.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Sarah Balinski of the Emporia Arts Center. A couple of very nice veterans exhibits and opportunities for veterans happening beginning this Friday at
yes.
the Emporia Arts Center.
All right. If you want to be part of the Newsmaker Spot, 7:20 every weekday morning. Next week is wide open. This week is not. It's full. So let us know what you have for events or activities or causes that you'd like highlighted, and we can get you on the schedule for next week. Tomorrow, we'll have Carol Strickland talking about the annual KVUE National Teachers Hall of Fame radio auction on the 16th. And don't forget Friday. Obviously, it's a First Friday, which means we'll be talking about Emporia First Friday with Kayla Mock and Kat Dorcas.
And our Newsmaker segment this morning brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham. Mel's Tire, where service isn't expensive, it is priceless. Mel's Tire. 7:28, 22 degrees, wind chill of 13. Good morning.
Courtney Thompson was selected as Emporia's radio station's October Student of the Month. Courtney is a sophomore at the Flint Hills Technical College.